Look at me! Here I am! Love me.
Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie and Four Guys Without a Tie. This is episode number 74.
Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 74. Yeah, I'm Guy in a Tie, but I got four guys without ties here.
I don't need a tie.
Who is this, man? Who is this?
I'm Itchy.
I'm Nodder.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Noah.
And we are all part of the Slauson Pacho. Yeah, we're doing this at school because this is our class. What is the Slauson Pacho?
Oh, it's the best class.
The best pacho in the
it's
world.
It's like the best class.
You guys all got A's. We're good.
Right? I got an A.
So today, you did. A1. Is that too high? I don't know. So I got asked these four guys to come in today because, well, because I need a little help because I didn't understand shoegaze. So I got Itchy here. Plus, I was really sick. I couldn't put out a podcast this weekend, so I thought, who better to ask than the four guys here, because they have their own podcast. What's your podcast called?
That cast.
Yeah, a little quicker there, man.
What's yours?
Four guys in the mic.
Yep.
Where's the
Noah,
other dude?
Dave.
Jason's not here.
Yeah, we left him out. That's okay. All right, so.
I would have brought him.
Well, first up, we got to play some music here. I got a little shout-out from this band called Salient. They're out of Tennessee, and they're on the Warped Tour. You guys know what the Warped Tour is?
No.
What? Oh, you will. You will when you're a little older. It's a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun. Look for the Warped Tour. You know, on MTV and stuff like that. This is Salient, and a guy named Mark Duckworth sent us a hello. And I'm going to play their track called Immortalize Me. So this is Salient. Hope you guys dig it.
Hello, Guy in a Tie and science students. This is Mark from the band Salient, and I just want to thank you for listening to our music and remind you all to do your homework. Do it.
Kamikaze watching everything go up in flames. I point my finger, but I wind up taking all the blame. Forgotten country, what would I sacrifice? For love of money, pay the ultimate price. There's no refund for the gun, but a state of grace. Now I'll recompromise my dignity. Cry for mercy through my broken teeth. There's a reason for my desperate pleas. Immortalize me. I see no use in getting mad about the rate of change. Scheming, wishing things were still the same. I'm not the man I intended to be. A combination of ambition and need. There's no time to rewind for another take. Now I'm a compromise for dignity. Cry for mercy through my broken teeth. There's a reason for my desperate pleas. Immortalize me. Terrorize me. Polarize me. Immortalize me. Yeah. Immortalize me. I'm the compromise of dignity. Right from birth into my bones.
right, fine, I'll start. That was a very good song from this
very
band.
Good? That was a kick song,
fine,
man.
Fine, fine.
It's tight.
That was Salient with a track called Immortalize Me.
Well, I guess in like 6 years I'll go to the Warped Tour then.
I've never heard of
Warped Tour?
Shoegaze again.
Warped Tour is like the Ozzy Fest for like alternative and emo bands. Ooh. They like there are bands that are on it, like Fall Out Boy and stuff like that. But then there's bands that try to get on it, and they have to do all the votes to get on it. So Warped Tour is fun, and you can get tickets with your mom and dad. They're like $15. They have in Battle Creek, Ann Arbor, Chicago.
I'll just wait.
Hey,
till
I live in Ann Arbor.
All right. So hey, you guys like this class?
Yes, this is amazing.
Love it.
You learned a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything.
I learned
about
everything
podcasting.
I know.
I've never done podcasting in my life, and now I know how to do it thanks to this class.
And you're telling everyone how to subscribe because this is the revolution. This is the beginning. Podcasting is like growing by leaps and bounds. Like 50 million people do it. Last year, there were only like 2 million. So it just is growing. But anyways, we've got to do the clicker challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where you play 5 snippets of movies, and your job is to figure out what movie they are from. Hey, it goes by pretty fast, so take notes and no betting or gambling. Here it is, the clicker challenge. Number 1.
Follow him out. Take everything.
Number 2.
I will retire now to my couch, a perpetual indulgence.
Number 3.
You told me many times how lost you felt before it all started. This is what you've been waiting for.
Number 4.
Thanks. I was running short on platitudes. You can leave now.
Number 5.
I don't care if your daddy plays golf with the president. This is intelligence. So far, I haven't seen any.
Number 6.
You and I are allied. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
So that was a clicker challenge. At the end of the show, we'll give you the answers.
Can't wait.
You like that one?
Yeah.
It's my best friend.
Don't fast forward to the end to get the answers.
Yeah, really. And there's some of those are from shows that are ending this year, like season finale, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of good shows ending.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world. No, save the teacher. Save the world. Oh, thanks a lot, man. Oh, thanks for the support. All right. Gotta play a track here. We're talking too much. This is a band called Paper Street Saints, and they're from?
Detroit.
I know where Detroit is.
That's good, man. With a track called Punishment.
All the affection and all the punishment you give, not much direction in the way in which we live. I need you to feel this. I want you to recognize my pain. Need you to heal this. We'll never be the same.
Heavy on the oxygen.
The vows we break, the pills we take, the pain we
heavy on the bike and
till now to feel anything.
Easy on the saccharine.
Don't tease me, please me, baby.
Heavy on the oxygen.
Breathe, breathe.
You put the price on pain. You put the price on pain. Another treason got me searching for your place. I need you to feel this. I want you to recognize my fears. Need
of my lack of self-control. I push you off the wall again. You're a victim of my lack of self-control. I push direction in the way in which we live. I'm a victim of my lack of self-control. I push you off the wall again.
That was Paper and Punishment,
dude.
Oh, Paper Street Saints, with Pride and Punishment.
No, the dude. Song was The Punishment off of their album, okay, Pride and Punishment.
That was Paper Street Saints with Punishment from their album Pride and Punishment.
Yeah.
Good job.
Very good, man. So if you like that CD, you can go to the Gynetai website, the Mothership website, and there's a little link there for you to go and purchase the music. Actually,
You can just go to PaperStreetSaints.com.
Yeah, you can get that free if you go to their website. You can download that for free.
Sweet.
I know what free is.
Yeah. All right. Shoegaze. What is the genre shoegaze?
I don't know.
What?
That's weird. It's like rockish metal thing.
Okay, shoegaze. Come on, man.
Does that mean they gaze at shoes?
Yeah. And that's it. So is it like rocking, or is it like
it's like mellow?
Yeah,
it's more mellow.
Yeah, it's not like emo. It's like an offshoot of emo. So it's kind of like emotional, but it's like Beach Boys emotional.
Weird. Right, it's not like
the Beach Boys on a blue day.
All right, so what's the name of this track?
Paper Street.
That's the one we just played. No, it's The Glare of Day.
Isn't The Glare of Day the band?
The band. And the track is called...
I don't know the track name.
Saltwater Rain.
Saltwater Rain. I don't know.
Stink at this,
well,
man.
No one told me that.
Let's play the music and shut up. All right, here we go.
Don't cry.
That was The Glory of the Days out of Illinois with Saltwater Rain. They are a shoegaze genre band.
Good job.
Alright. Yay. Good job, Nana.
It's now time for school in session.
Everyone has battles. The differences between people and the way we all see and interpret things make this a vital certainty, an unavoidable and unpleasant part of life. Guy in a tie has battles. Guy in a tie has to battle and fight. It seems to me, guy in a tie, that the question isn't whether you're going to have to fight battles in your life, you will. The more important question is, which battles do you choose to fight? You've probably known people who rarely let things go, those who seem to battle over practically anything, correcting people, arguing, proving themselves, pointing out flaws, needing to be right all the time, validating their sense of worth, complaining and whining, and so forth. The tiniest dispute or disagreement becomes an automatic battle. The problem with living this way is twofold. First, it's exhausting. When everything is seen as a big deal and worth fighting over, your whole life becomes a battleground, and who needs that? Second, people will begin to push you away and avoid being around you. After all, who wants to be around someone who is argumentative and conflict-oriented? Someone who can rarely just let things go. Further, when you fight battles all the time, no one will take you very seriously. They will assume you're just letting off steam. So whenever I think I'm about to have a battle, I come up with a battle scale. Whenever a conflict comes up, a potential argument, a disagreement, or whatever, I ask myself to rate the importance of the potential battle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is low, 10 is high. For example, if you're about to battle your sister over who forgot to put away the hairbrush, I might rate that a 1. A negotiation with a parent about what time you need to get home from a friend's house might be a 5. Or a battle with a teacher who accuses you of cheating might be a 9 or even a 10. So what I decide to do is to not do battle over anything that's rated less than a 5. If I rated a 5, I choose not to battle it. If it's a 5 or 6, it's questionable. I simply find a way to let it go, or find another peaceful way to resolve the issue without needing to be right. You can imagine that the number of conflicts that I have to deal with has been dramatically reduced. I just don't deal with anything of 5 or under it. What's interesting is that practically everyone who explores this strategy quickly discovers that the battles they do choose to fight are easier to win. When you battle less often, you are more focused in your positions, and other people take your positions far more seriously. The trick, of course, is to rate the importance of any particular potential battle appropriately. It's easy to justify rating something too high, especially when you're angry or frustrated. So try to keep your ratings as low as possible. My rule of thumb is this. When in doubt, I assume I'm probably rating something too high. I try to find ways to keep my ratings low, knowing that the fewer battles I fight, the happier and more relaxed I remain. I have learned that some battles are worth fighting, but not very many. I hope this becomes true for you as well. This is Guy in a Tie, doing the Guy in a Tie thing. The wall. Hey, teacher. Doing the Guy in the Tie thing.
This next track is Dead Penguin by Three Blind Mice.
They're out of castaway.com, and they come from the United Kingdom. Their website is castaway.com.
Cats away.
Cats.
C-A-T-S-A-W-A-Y-M.
You said you could read that.
I thought I could. Apparently a really
not.
Weird album cover.
With
anyways,
the guy up his nose.
Yeah,
it's kind of disgusting.
So if you guys like this track, you can buy it at cdbaby.com. This is Dead
Penguin.
Don't go
and
to
it's
cast
kind
away.
Of appropriate for our clicker challenge with the little penguin in there. Don't say his name.
Okay.
Oh, I all know right. The penguin.
Here we go.
I know what a penguin is.
Dead penguin, dead penguin, dead penguin.
That was Dead Penguin by Three Blind Mice.
Out of UK.
Catsaway.com.
CD Baby, too.
Yeah.
Brought to you by...
Four Guys. No! Guy in a Tie.
Guy in a Tie.
And Four Guys,
and four guys without a tie.
All right. Okay, so we got to do the clicker challenge.
Yep.
Number one.
Hollow him out. Take everything.
Number two.
I will retire now to my couch, a perpetual indulgence.
Number three.
You told me many times how lost you felt before it all started. This is what you've been waiting for.
Number four.
Thanks. I was running short on platitudes. You can leave now.
Number five.
I don't care if your daddy plays golf with the president. This is intelligence. So far, I haven't seen any.
Number six.
You and I are allied. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
Okay, so that was the clicker challenge, and now here are the answers.
Number one, heroes.
Hollow him out. Take everything.
Number two, Happy Feet, Lovelace, a.k.a. Robin Williams.
I will retire now to my couch, a perpetual indulgence.
Number three, heroes.
You told me many times how lost you felt before it all started. This is what you've been waiting for.
Number four, House MD.
Thanks. I was running short on platitudes. You can leave now.
Number five, Mission Impossible. Number three.
I don't care if your daddy plays golf with the president. This is intelligence. So far, I haven't seen any.
And number six, Keira Knightley and Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
You and I are allied. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
I love Pirates. I'm gonna go see that, the third one, on Friday this week.
It's actually coming out on Thursday at 8.
There's
a special showing.
Yeah.
You and I are allied. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
Wait, let me say something about that. Like after you introduce the song.
We're recording right now.
Oh. I knew that.
Yeah, we all knew that.
So we've had Dead Penguins.
And now it's
As I Lay Dying.
It's by like Sedent.
Yeah.
And we've had like Salient.
That's how we end our podcast.
It's like the death episode.
It's like what? Death.
I guess we are dying, but no. This is Sedent, and Colleen is the lead singer of this band, and she very happily said to us, what'd she say? She said, it's an honor to be played on Guy in a Tie and Sloss and Pod Show. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, but not that.
But it, little does she know, but I thought it was really nice, though.
They're out of Tennessee.
Yep, they are. This is Sedent. As
I Lay Down.
As I Lay Down.
Lost in this maze of trapped in mind.
So this is the end of the Guy in a Tie podcast.
With four guys without a tie.
Thanks a lot, you guys, for checking out today's podcast. We really appreciate all you guys today.
No problem.
Yeah,
yeah, and listen to four guys in the mic.
And that cast. That cast is awesome.
So we got who's here today?
Itchy.
Notter.
Gabe.
And Noah from Four Guys in the Mic.
Thanks a lot.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I'm from that cast. Because I'm better.
Thanks a lot for checking out the podcast.
Bye.
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 Remember to do your homework. See ya.